It seems like the underlying theme of this life is you'll understand when you're older. And I do wonder what thoughts I'll have looking back in a year, maybe 10 years, maybe at the end, where I just think back on where I'm at now and the thoughts that I'm having and the struggles that I'm fighting, I guess, having internally, where I would think on past me and go, if only he knew. If only he knew how it would turn out. If only he knew what was to come. Hello, everyone. My name is Anakin Meeker, and welcome to the Madhouse. I am kind of at a crossroads of my own design, one that I've put, I guess, for myself. It's completely internal pressure that I've been having with this podcast and career-wise and everything, and I don't know. I don't know. I don't know, and I'm sure it's become somewhat evident in the past few episodes, but it's just like a lot of reflection lately on what I'm doing this for, why I'm doing this, why do anything at all, why even continue on. That question has been answered for me, luckily, but I know it's a common one, is especially these days with everybody seeming to not have a lot of connection. Talking and relating more to cameras and screens and whatever might be next, whatever the next version of that, if there is another version of that, instead of actual humans. It's very rare. It's very rare right now to actually, sit down face to face in your day-to-day life and have somebody that you trust with your deepest opinions. At least it is in my life. But again, I mean, it just, you'll understand when you're older. You'll get the wisdom as you continue on, and we'll see that we'll figure it out. We'll continue to go on, we'll continue to exist. And we'll all understand when we're just a little bit older. It's just a pattern, I suppose, that I'm reflecting on, that I'm seeing a lot. You'll understand when you're older. It's something I heard a lot growing up in a more negative connotation. I'm trying to take a more positive light on that screaming that would happen, but it's, it is kind of true. 'Cause how often do you get into a fight, into a skirmish, maybe a physical one, maybe one where it's a career fight, where you're fighting to rise up the ranks, or you have a relationship that just is not panning out, but both parties are just trying their damnedest to make it work, and then you fight. And then you fuck, and then you fight, and you fuck, and you fight, 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 and fight, 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 and it's just, oh! It's just chaos. It's just chaos with between the screamings and then the amazing dick that you drop in that bitch because you hate her. You know? You know? Anybody have that? But it happens. It's an unfortunate truth. But I mean, the wisdom that you gain when you're a little bit older and you've gone through the fighting and fucking and fighting and fucking and fighting and fucking and fucking and fighting over and over, eventually it's just like, I can't. this isn't working. And you gain that, and you understand that it's a hopeless cause. And you give it up if you're smart. Or maybe you don't. Maybe you don't. But normally something has to break, or if you have that career that is just constantly being stymied, and you just have so much frustration. It's like, why didn't I get that raise? Why didn't this person promote me? I'm doing all this fucking work for all these people, and I'm not even getting any credit. I'm not doing anything. What am I supposed to do here? And maybe you look for other options. Or maybe you don't. Maybe you choose to stick around and just battle it. Or maybe, in my case, because I'm not really trying to go up the corporate ladder, so to speak, not trying to get promoted or anything, while I pursue this, for me, jobs are, I just want to show up to work. I don't want no problems. I don't want to talk to nobody. I don't want any drama in my life. I don't want anybody fucking looking at me. Although, that happens quite a bit. And I don't know if it's because I'm so handsome. Or if it's because, you know, motherfuckers want to fight constantly. And, you know, there's a study that... Somehow they stimulated a brain and multiple people's brain. And it was pretty much shown that, or in this study, which who knows if it's studies are just a whole different kind of complicated between funding and what gets published and what doesn't even get studied whatsoever because you just know you won't get the funding. It goes against your school's ideologies, which at what point is science anymore, and what can we even believe if whatever. But it showed that there was that people would almost always choose, if they had any range of emotions to choose from, they would almost always stimulate the part of their brain linked to anger and fighting. And, you know, that is probably why they're staring at me, not because I'm so adorable. Which I am. Clearly. Look at this unkempt hair and beautiful neck beard that I'm rocking with a barely visible mustache. Isn't it just dandy? Isn't it just fucking dandy with my khakis? But we, position I'm in is kind of like, I don't know. I'm just struggling because it's like I feel like I need a win. But not in a depressing way. Not like I need a win to survive. I need a win to feel happy. It's more that I'm putting all this intrinsic pressure on myself. And I feel the need to do something. And I know that time is of the essence. There's not a day that can be wasted. At least not for me. And I'm just uploading these videos and everything. And I care about it so much. I care. I want this so bad. And that's evident by all the sacrifices that I've made. But how many sacrifices? How many pieces of me do I have to let go and rip apart? And cast away in the sacrificial ceremony to make something like this work. Relationships that have been lost because of this. Because I prioritized the show. Job opportunities that I just let pass by because this is what I want to do for a living. This is what I want people in my life that I kind of had to let go, or they had to let me go because it just, I guess, wasn't in the plans. They have an idea of how you're supposed to live your life, and I have a completely opposite one, and eventually those paths are going to diverge. It's how many of these sacrifices do I have to fucking make before some kind of recognition happens? Some kind of just, this is what you're supposed to do. But I understand the wisdom, as even though most of the time it's unwise people making that comment, that you'll understand when you're older, myself included, seeing as I'm still a young buck. It's like, I just know I have this calling. I have this calling to keep making videos, and I guess the technical term for it is a podcast, but I don't even view it as that anymore. It's just, it's something different. It's something completely, hopefully, I hope it's new. I hope, I really do. And it's just, I just have to keep doing it. And it's this internal struggle. If I know I'll understand when I'm older, if I keep doing this, and I just have to. I have to see where this is going. If anywhere at all. And it's that thing that I said earlier of, you know, looking back, am I gonna have that moment of, if only I knew, if only he knew. If only he knew where this would come from. Or where this thing would take him. If only past Anakin knew. Because I set out with the goal to, you know, do this for a living and make bundles and bundles and truckloads of cash that I could dump into terrible areas and help the people that I saw struggling on both ends of living. Because the fun part, the unique position that I find myself in, is that I'm from the middle of goddamn nowhere. Just backwoods fucking horrible educated people. You go to school, maybe you finish, and then you go to work. And you get married, you have a kid, maybe you get invested in faith, you feed your hogs, you wake up early, you do hard work, you get done towards the end of the day, your body's broken, and you watch your life pass by. And that's one side, and people struggling, poor people struggling there. But then, the whole other side, and predominantly white area, and then the whole other side, halfway through my upbringing, we move to the middle of the fucking city. And that was a culture shock, and you find out that they're doing the same goddamn thing, they're just a hell of a lot more compact, like sardines. The tones are exactly the same, and people are just people, white or black, or just in the inner city. And let's not beat around the bush, let's call it like it fucking is. The black neighborhoods that are impoverished in the city, and then the white rural, is it rural? Just in the middle of the sticks. The honkies, and the word that I can't say. I'll pass that to somebody else. I'll pass that to another podcast. Maybe a little bit more, less likely to burn in the sun, so to speak. But the thing, I'm in the unique position where I know that that poor black people and poor white people like the same fucking things. Like where I'm at, the amount of Chargers you see flying around, and then you go to the city and you see the same thing, and only one of them get the stereotype, but I'm like, hey, I grew up, I literally love those cars. How come they get to have that stereotype? That's not cool. I want it too. It's just so stupid. It's so stupid, the things that, like that, where it's like, we literally have that shit in common. Just one of the many. The sports too. Sports being everything and our only escape path along with art. Or being so goddamn poor that instead of eating, you fuck to forget that you're hungry. Because at least for that 10 minutes to an hour period, depending on how fun you are, you do that you do that to take your mind off of things because it goes away. Or maybe you can't afford the heat like me this, you know, past week. And you just kind of struggle to get through it, and you huddle with your loved ones, and you fuck to stay warm, and it's like that. It's like you go to a job that you don't like, and because you have to, you have bills, maybe you have kids or a couple kids, somebody left. I mean, the amount of, it's just wild. It's just wild to see that, and see that just the, we're all the same. And it's a flat out lie that, you know, one person, one group of people It's just a flat out lie that we're so different. We're all doing the same thing. We're all trying to get by in life, and I don't know. But I just feel like I'm in this unique position to assure people of that. That it's not about, the problem that you're facing is probably not going to be, one, is it even real? Is it even an actual issue? Or are you just being told that it's an issue? And two, is it gonna really be a problem tomorrow, in a week, in a year, in an hour even? Maybe in 8 seconds is it even gonna be a problem? And there's no other choice but to find out. I suppose you do have the choice, and that is a choice that I entertained for quite a long time. Was opting not to find out. And I know that the algorithms, which, complete and utter bullshit, it's insane that you're gonna, the people sponsoring you are gonna tell people that. So, before I even comment on that, you're not allowed to say suicide on YouTube, otherwise, and other platforms like, you know, whatever social media, fill it in. Apparently, you're not allowed to say suicide. I don't know why. A lot of people do, and they don't, they conform to it. They are being nice little Germans, which is more power to you. It's safer. It's easier to blend in. But I did entertain that, and I'm going to continue to speak it, despite the fact that the people saying that you can't say suicide are also the ones pumping you full of drugs. They're getting funded by the people that are funding. They're getting funding from the people that are pumping us full of drugs that make you go crazy and want to commit suicide and think that it's a fine idea. So, seeing as that I almost did it and lived and am able to tell the tale of a story of hope, I'm going to continue to fucking say it. Even if, you know, I don't get the exposure that I need. And that right there is the entire, what is it, secular? Is that the right word? That's the cycle. That's the never-ending washing machine that I'm finding myself in, tumbling through it. Where I know I could bend the knee and not be myself and go viral with this shit and do some dumb shit like with that fucking dope Sam Hyde did, where he just went viral because he put Elon Musk in the thing and spread so much hate for no goddamn reason because he's hurting inside, and do shit like that and follow, just become another clone that the algorithm grinds up and molds and wraps in plastic and ships out. Same as what the music industry did and movies and all of that. But I just fucking can't, you see. My legs are sore, my knees ache from football, and my hips aren't that great, and I just can't fucking kneel. It's hard, man. And I just can't do it. And that's where I find myself, is like, is this the fight? Is this the fight? Am I wasting time? Every goddamn second of your life is precious. Is this the fight? Is this why God, frankly, kept me alive? Saved me multiple times via friends when I picked up the phone. For no reason. I shouldn't have. There was no reason that I should have picked up that phone and called my friend to talk me off of that bridge. And for whatever reason, automatic, outside of myself, despite everything that was going on and every instinct to kill myself, picked up that phone and allowed myself to be talked off of the ledge. Went to war with my inner instincts to make that choice, because we all have that choice to just stop, to just quit. And it's like, am I wasting this second, third, fourth, a billionth fucking chance that I've been given? And there's so many instances where I should not be here right now, and I'm like, is the podcast, video, audio, hour-long of speeches that I'm putting out constantly, one, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? And two, am I even doing it right? And is that why it's failing? Am I really actually giving it my all? Because when you give it your all and you go all in on something and truly pursue it with everything you've got, that fire that burns inside of your heart, just engulfing it and spreading into your soul, and the two of them work together, clapping hands, just like a firm handshake, and together they start beating the fuck out of everything in your path, the spirit, and you start using your intelligence, and it just fires everything the fuck up, because you know that you can't quit. Despite all the odds that are stacked against you, you trying to do this shit all by your goddamn self. and you're walking through this lonely desert, the promised land, nowhere in sight. It's been 40 fucking years that you've been doing this shit. You just go in generation after generation. It feels like every day feels like a goddamn lifetime, an eternity that you wander on through this, whatever path you're on. You're sitting here. I'm sitting here. Like, am I doing this right? What am I missing here? What am I missing? Am I doing everything? Because the thing about it is that if you do pursue greatness with everything you've got, no matter what it is, whatever you're trying to be great at, there is always a benefit. There is always a benefit. I've experienced that myself. I've seen it firsthand. I've lived it. I've done it. Two examples. One was football. The school I went to, I transferred to a high school that I suppose it doesn't mean a hell of a lot these days because they let everybody into the high school playoffs now, but it was something crazy, like 15 years, 20 years straight. A losing program. Guy comes in, Greg Dempsey, comes in and does an entire 180, turning it into a powerhouse that eventually became so goddamn big. Not big, but so goddamn capable that it won the league. I think the league we were in was something crazy, like it was like the 10 years that it was formed, 15 years or whatever it is. Only us and another school had won it every single year, and that other school had only won like twice. And it's just insane shit like that. And then deep playoff runs, multiple state championships. They just won something stupid, like 2 years in a row, 3 years in a row. Literally somebody that was a couple years ahead of me went to the NFL playing for the Browns, James Hudson. And just shit like that. And that was the level. And it's just little old me coming from the middle of fucking nowhere. All these guys have different trainers and everybody's going to college. I was the oddball, and I actually dealt with my own insecurities about it because I was one of the few that chose not to pursue that next level of football. And there was that pressure there. It was more rare that somebody did not go on to continue to play in the D1, D2, maybe D3 leagues of college ball than they wouldn't, or whatever, you know what I'm saying. And so I had no business playing. Like, the level of talent was just, you know, beyond where I was at. And I was not in the position to do it. Like, I didn't have... there was no mentors or coaches in my life that really took me under their wing, so to say, and at least athletically. My family aren't exactly the epitome of health, and I just fucking decided after getting humiliated my junior year that I was going to play, and I just left it all on the table, waking up every goddamn day, 4:30 in the morning, 4:30 in the morning, going to the Y, heavy squats, heavy bench, put on 50 pounds, and from November to probably about, it would have been, I'll just say May, but it was definitely further than that, eating so much chicken, broccoli and sandwiches and food that I puked in my friend's driveway at one time. Because I just became obsessed, and I've never said this. I've never admitted this to anybody. But junior year, I felt like such a bum, that, and this was one of the first very real instances of suicidal ideation that I experienced was driving my beater truck down the highway. It was a two-lane road highway sort of deal, and it had very thick trees going past the good old Toledo Zoo on the Anthony Wayne Trail. And I was the only person on the road, and I knew that that truck would not hold up, so I just sped up to about 100 or so, and I had a tree in mind, and I saw it. There was one right at the very end where the roads diverge. There's one right at the end. And I was going to kill myself. And I made myself a deal. Was it myself? Or was it something bigger that popped into my head? A covenant, if you will, was made that day that if I don't start next year for football, then I'm going to commit suicide. It's all I have left. My home life was terrible. Flat out terrible. I did not feel loved. And yeah, I mean, sports weren't working. I couldn't date. I could not date to save my life. And that was in part because of I would get made fun of every time I expressed interest in a woman. I suppose girl at the time. Just get absolutely clowned by people, by family. And then also I never really got to see love displayed in my home. I suppose I should leave it at that. But it was just, I truly had nothing to live for besides ball was life. Ball was fucking life. And I pursued it. That's the level of pursuit that I took with that. And I did it. I fucking did it. I fucking started. It was... And now, all my dreams, because when I was little, when I was very young, I thought I was going to the goddamn league, just like everybody. We going to the league, boy! Just like everybody. Just like every little kid that starts playing ball, you know. You do a... If you're young... And you take the hell off in like one or two games, and you really love that sport, you think that you're going to the fucking league. let's not kid around. Every kid that was athletically gifted early, and they had a breakout game, they were like, "Oh my god, I'm 10. I don't know what this means, but I'm gonna be the next Ray Lewis." Boom! You start watching your "Here Comes the Boom" highlights. Everybody getting fucked up. That was before targeting and all that bullshit. People were getting flipped and CTE was getting handed out like cupcakes on a Sunday at church. Everybody was getting holes in the brain. Quit playing! But that's where I was at, man. And I found something. I found out something about myself, that I've got another gear. And I found out something about how this world works. Because the simply by pursuing something with everything that I've had, I was gifted friends and meaningful friendships that still hold up today that I never would have. I got to go places that and experience glory that and we're not talking about just like mom and pop bullshit ass fucking stadiums. We're talking not quite Texas ball, but there were, I don't know, rough estimate, like 1,000, couple thousand, a stadium. It was a stadium. We would go to stadiums, man. It was Gallagher Stadium. We would play at the college every once in a while, too, the local college, which was nice. But I got to experience shit that I never would have even imagined. The benefits was I made friends that I never would have been friends with. I found something out about myself and this world. Is that if you pursue something with all your heart, you'll succeed, but it may not be in the way that you predicted it. Because you see, the aspect of that story that I did not mention, that I failed to mention, was that I pursued, the reason I did all of that was because I wanted to play on offense. And if you don't understand football, that's fine. That's okay. Just know the overarching. I was pursuing offense. I thought for sure I was going to be an offensive lineman. And what ended up happening was I ended up starting on defense, and the coach of defense told me that I was simply not good enough to play on his defense. He said that Kendall was better than me. I'm not good enough to play for him. I'm sorry. And he just kept it real, and that was the end of the conversation. And I ended up playing for that guy. And I don't hold it against him whatsoever. Because that's exactly what the fuck I needed to hear. And that, I don't know. It's another tirade for another day, I suppose. And the same thing happened the second, I suppose, example, if you will, would be personal training. And same deal, I pursued something that nobody believed in me with all my heart. There were questions. There were questions, and I actually dropped out of college behind my parents' back. I don't know if he knew or not. It was never pressed. But I would just lie my ass off. It's like, how are you got exams coming up? What's going on? I got very, very lucky in that I dropped out of college the week before the state of Ohio shut down. And so it was pretty easy to mask that I was studying to become a personal trainer instead of actually going to college. And yeah, same deal. It's like I had insane social anxiety. And in my pursuit, of being laser focused on being the best possible personal trainer that I could be, a lot of magic happened as hard as that job was, because there were almost nothing but downsides. But I was just so ambitious, and I just wanted it so goddamn badly that I was sleeping on a moldy mattress in my mom's basement to make it work, because my father told me that I needed a job, and it was this whole thing. And it was like, if you don't like the rules that I have set for you, you can just leave. And I did. And then it became a whole thing where they were shocked that I actually called their bluff. But that's the level I took it to. In that, I found out that I could be an adult. Frankly, I had been sheltered. There were just all these benefits that I got. I made some of the friends that I made during that period were just amazing, and that's why it was so. It's very complicated how that ended. With the psych meds making me go insane and... Yeah. But I also gained a lot. My ability to communicate with people, I feel like, is... I don't want to say unmatched, but I'm very confident in it, for sure. I'm very confident in it. There's no more social anxiety. I can just walk up to somebody and start a conversation. There's no awkward moments. They may come away from the conversation, and I'm sure a lot of this is what I'm working on currently, is being able to gauge, try to remember the fact that somebody that I just met doesn't know me and my sense of humor. And so if I say something crazy like, I wish this entire building would blow up and your family dies, somebody that I've been lifelong friends with knows that that's... I don't actually mean that, but, you know, if I just meet somebody, they're going to be like, I'm going to go. I think we're going to see other people. That's how it is. Constant improvement. And that was not a benefit that I thought to gain. And although both football, I thought I was going to the league, and personal training, both the two things that I pursued with all of my heart that did not pan out the way that I thought they would pan out, yielded great benefits that I did not see coming in the slightest. And so that's kind of why I'm at where I'm at, is, and just being like, all signs right now are just pointing to absolutely not. Don't do this. What are you doing, Anakin? You're wasting your life. You're wasting your time. I graduated with a 4.3 GPA. I took AP classes and honestly wish that I would have tried a little bit harder, but it's fine. It's whatever. I still gained the information from it. I just didn't pass the course. Which, honestly, I guess now that I really think about it, it doesn't matter, because I was going to drop out anyway, so it didn't fucking matter. But yeah, just... there's a part of me that honestly is wondering if I'm wasting my talent. Like, I have this... I know I have a unique mind. And I know that I have a completely unique story. And I'm just like, it's that what if question. It's battling with the idea of regret, I suppose, where I'm like, I know that I have to, if I don't pursue this, then I might hate myself for fucking ever. And there's the fact that I'm deeply aware that I know I don't have to do this. But I have to do this. And it's like, how many How many weeks of living check to check? I'm not making anything, man. I'm not making a goddamn fucking thing. My job sucks. It sucks. I hate it. And I shouldn't say that, but I don't fucking care. It sucks. It sucks. But it's because of this, and I'm not going anywhere because of this. Because of this fucking thing that I'm doing. I have to make it work. This is part of the dream, is putting up with bullshit and being unwavering. And I'm just like, I'm sitting here like, I know, like, do something. You could pursue other avenues of a physical therapist and help people walk again. Because I was self-taught with the personal training game, and I already know that I can run laps. I have. I've run laps around people that are both in physical therapy or were personal trainers, both that got degrees, and they just got the degree and they're like, yep, okay, we got it. We're going to just go through this paper, and this paper says that this exercise might be good for it, and I can just fucking run laps around them. Obviously, I'm not running laps around the very best and brightest of all those people, because they're working with John Jones and Derrick Henry and Ngannou and name top-tier athlete, whatever you like. But, you know, the people that I run into, because I'm just a normal guy, I could run laps around. But it was just... And so I'm conflicted, because I feel like I have to do this. And again, all logical signs say no. Say no, you can't make this work. You can't do it. And I don't know, maybe somebody out there relates. But I understand that this is not going to pan out at all the way that I think it would, the way that I imagined it when I first set out, where, you know, I have SiriusXM deal or Spotify deal or YouTube deal or something like that. There's no way. You can't know. It's impossible to know what the future holds. No matter how much sage and moon rocks you might have shoving up your ass. Liberal girls that I'm super into, hit me up if you have pink hair, please. But it's just like, man, what am I doing here? What is the purpose of this? Why do I feel this curse of ambition, that I have to do this thing despite all evidence and all logic saying no? But I just have a feeling. It's just this pull, this calling. And that's the other part, is like, what else would I do? And I can't come up with a single thing. I have these ideas. It's like, oh, I could go to physical therapy and get my outlet with painting and maybe writing this book. Maybe this book will work out. Maybe we'll focus on that for a while. But it's just like, ugh! I hate the idea of not doing this at all. I have to. I don't have to. I don't have to do this. I can live and watch my life go by, but I just can't. I just can't. And somebody out there understands what I'm talking about, where you just, God, I almost envy the people. I almost envy the people that can just go about their life and see and just watch the world go by and watch it pass them. Watch the days tick by without pursuing something with all their heart. They're just content to clock in and clock out and clock in and clock out. And maybe you'll have a kid. Maybe you won't. Envy the people that don't. I say almost envy because the other aspect of that is there's no hope. And I'm not speaking on the people that are completely content. There are some people that are fine. They're at peace. At peace is probably not content, but at peace is probably the better way to put that. Where it's okay. It's like, my family's good. My job's not bad. I can afford food. We're not starving. We're not cold. We can take a trip every year or two. And I'm molding these children. My partner, I'm raising these dogs, these cats, these whatever. And I'm watching Vampire Diaries every day. And that's fine. I like it. I'm cool where I'm at. And I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the people that never took the time to sit there and figure out what they want to pursue. And they're just frustrated. They're deeply frustrated. They're going about life with no direction. And I'm not in the category of being able to be at peace with where I'm at, with the level I'm at. I have an ambition gene that got turned on somewhere along the line, and I have to be great. I've always had that, where it deeply bothered me. It fucking pissed me off, frankly, when somebody was better than me. Still! And I have to remind myself that they did what I could do. Is get better. Is just pursue something with all their fucking heart. They grew up with, they put in more hours, and that's simple. That's simply it. They grew up doing that sport. They grew up doing that, you know, studying astrophysics or something. And I could do that too. I could just start today. But it's like, man, I guess the difference between me and the people that are frustrated with their job and they hate their life is that I actually have hope with this thing. And that's why I'm like, can I give this up? I can't. That's another aspect of it. And I don't think I'm better than them. I just think, I don't know what I think. I can't speak on other people. I can only speak for myself. Because I don't know for sure. Maybe they do have hope. Because if they were completely hopeless, they would just give up. Become a drug addict or kill themselves. Which is basically the same thing. Kill themselves somehow. Alcohol, drugs, anger, rage, sabotage, lust, whatever. Just bury themselves in it. But man, I'm just like, I don't know. It's hard. It's real hard. It's real hard to sit here and be like, and not be a little frustrated. Because Man, I haven't been pursuing this with everything I've fucking got. And I'm only wasting time. I know I can get better. I know I am better than the shit that I'm putting out. And I'm... Man. It's just this road where I feel like I know I can do it. But all signs at the moment just say, no, don't do it. It's the whispering in my ear of, it's not too late to turn back now. And that sounds really alluring. Sounds very alluring. Because it's not. I could still... The other aspect of it is just the voices. Not like the schizo voices, but I do have the memories of people that I really admired. The constant one is the "Don't you want a career?" I'm like, yeah, hopefully this, but and being beat down by. I mean, parents and friends mocking me. Just people that I loved and valued their opinion making fun of me. Some of which came back around and want to get on the podcast now. Which is weird. But it's just... I don't know what it is. It's just my thoughts, I suppose. This last hour, and I have to continue to pursue this with everything that I have. And if we think this out logically, if we really think about this and follow the timeline, and this is what I have to do, I have to take a step back because I was born in the fire. I was born in the fire. My upbringing was hard, obviously. Yeah, I've said that. Nobody wants to hear me bitch about that. Nobody gives a fuck. Everybody's got a hard upbringing. Everybody's got one these days, right? With all these broken homes around the states. Everybody's got one. Everybody's got a hard upbringing. Man, I'm like, I gotta do something here. It's one of those things that I think that I have to pursue it with everything that I have, and I just have to, because it's not gonna pan out. How I think it's going to pan out. And that just made me realize something, honestly, that it's like quitting, giving it up. If I give this up, let's think about it logically. What do I expect to happen if I do? And this is what I have to do, because I work on emotions first, and that's kind of how I survived, as well as being a goofball, because it made the angry people smile, and that meant safety for a little bit while longer. And it was like, what do I expect to happen? Well, obviously I feel fucking bad when I upload something that I'm proud of and it doesn't work. It, like, nobody gives a fuck. And so I'm emotional and acting on those emotions and first thoughts and not applying logic. Plus, with the sports background, it's very much, you got to read and know immediately where you're going. You got to read and react. And so I have to manually override that. And I do it constantly and just be like, hold on. Let's give it a second. Let's think. Let's think! Come on! What do I expect? What do I expect? What do I expect to happen if I quit? What do you expect? It's like, I expect that, what, I'm not going to be stressed? I'm just going to be at peace and be like, all right, we're going to pursue something else. And I don't know that that's going to even fucking work. And I don't even know if quitting would be the best option, if that would be the way to go. I don't know. Like, there's nothing that you know for sure. And at least one of the at least one path of not giving up and pursuing something that you don't know is going to work out. You don't know is going to work out for sure. At least one option yields benefits, secondary benefits. If it doesn't work out the way that you were gonna, that you thought it would, and the other one is just yielding sorrow and regret and wonder, what if I would have done it? And that's exactly why I opened this show with that thought that I had of this whole, the pattern, this game that we call life. One of the overarching themes that I'm seeing is, you'll understand when you're older. Really think about that. You'll understand when you're older. You get older every single second. And it's just a core principle of this reality is that you understand things when you're older. That's it. Even the most condensed timeline of a conversation, one of the benefits I learned from both doing podcasts with guests for a while and personal training and getting into that kind of sales role, kind of whatever you would call that, where I had to talk to people and like get them to sign up for training and all of that, is I learned that if you just wait a second in a conversation, instead of jumping in when and asking the question, if you just let the conversation flow and you're patient and you wait to understand when you're 30 seconds older, a minute older in that conversation, sometimes 10 minutes older, sometimes it's the very end of the conversation, that you learn the answer to your question, and all of a sudden you know when you're older. You know the answer to that question. You gain the wisdom from when you were older. And that goes all the way from being frustrated about something now, and then finding out a minute later that maybe that girl already got asked to prom, hence why she said no. And she would have if you would have just pursued it a little bit quicker. But that guy got to her first and she already agreed, and it's this whole thing. To also understanding something when you're older, when you are literally on death's door, you're looking back, you're in the... your life as a whole is riding off into the sunset, and you give one last look behind you at that town you just strolled through and shook up. And you understand, looking back on everything. And I suppose that's my why. That's my why for everything. That's where I'm at. I'd like to go down as a jolly good fellow. If I could have one thing, I think my life goal, my real life goal, the true one, don't tell anybody. This is a secret. Everybody keep quiet. Nobody, don't tell nobody. I'm just playing. Share this with everybody you know. Honestly, my life goal is put it on my gravestone. For he was a jolly good fellow that nobody could deny. And I would really like to be on my deathbed and just be sitting there thinking back. I want family. I want my kids around there. I want, hopefully, wife. And have all these people around me that, just as I go and I can think back on everything and just smile. Take one last breath with a small smile on my face, eyes closed, and have a tear of joy run down my face. So yeah, that's where I'm at these days, and I suppose I'll understand what all this is about and what this podcast thing is, this video thing is all about when I'm older. So thank you everybody so much for listening. Please share this video if you enjoyed it and you think that person will enjoy it. Yeah. I'll see you in the next one. Goodbye.